Good morning. My name is Lamo. Welcome to the Kadampa Center. I think you've all been here before. I'd like to read the prayer list for today. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, especially the earthquake in Nepal. All the Tibetans who have been killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Mabel Allen, Michael Beasley, Gigi Coleman, Jayashree Dasgupta, Francis Hayashi, Francis Keener, Gloria Shelton, Jean Vickham, Monty the Dog. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for Health and Well-Being. Kelchi Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gelton, Venerable Cherky Lamo, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, especially by the earthquake in Nepal. For the dependent people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Clem William Aikens, Jr., Roger and Barth Alexander, family of Mabel Allen, Bernard Baranski and family, Molly Bard, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcissus Barona, Narcissus Barona Sr., family of Michael Beasley, Benji, Carol Bowers, Yuki Burrows, John Carroll, Ken Castello, Dwight Clark, Ann Coffey, family of Jayashree Dasgupta, Dimitri Diamondopoulos, Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Tashi Doma, Mary Lou Flynn, Fred, Mildred Gooch, Dr. Carlos Haas Weston, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, family of Francis Hayashi, Kathleen Hines, Lizzie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Dell and Sue Johnston, Helen Kasanoff, Toe Kloss, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Mary Lojek, Pat Long, R.M., Wilbert Martin, Michelle Matich, Anne McCall, Tom McGinnity, Hillary McGrath, Elvia Mejia and family, Alan Meredith, Bruce Miller, Charles Mitchell, Jose Moreno, Evan Merlin family, Tai Nguyen, Jay Pandya, Anna Pozo, Jamie Price, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, Eileen Rubin and family, Patrick Shario, Ariana Scott, Evangelina Cease, Joanne Cease, Tessa Selby, Pooja Shaw, Allison Sheely, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Carol Struther, Adnan Tokum, Lobsam Topdam, Francis Allman, family of Jean Vittem, John Washington, Elizabeth White, Michael George Williams, Jr., Shay Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Blackie the Cat, Cokie the Cat, Dorjan Codger the Pig, Fanny the Dog, Gatsby the Cat. So if you turn to page 183 in the Gold Prayer Book, if you're sitting on a pew, it's at the end of the pew, towards the aisle. So let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra between those two lines three times. Taya ta mune maha munaye soha. Flip to page 34, 3, 4, and we'll read the four immeasurables. It's in the middle of the page, 34. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn the page to 37, and see, towards the bottom says Four Immeasurables Chanting Version. So let's chant that in Tibetan once. And then the two mantras at the bottom. Sen Chen Tam Chen mantra eight times, and seven green towers mantra seven times, while thinking of the people on the prayer list that I read earlier.
So then also, sorry, all the people in the prayer list, and also tomorrow is Memorial Day, right, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So then please remember, you know, all the people who lost their lives, you know, during the war, and also please also remember all the people who are lives been devastated by the recent earthquake in Nepal. You know, there's like continue aftershock, so people are kind of traumatized or mentally. Just remember that, and not just that, you know, all the people, you know, wherever they live, you know, like they are like having like physical difficulties, or maybe some of them are having like mental difficulties, you know, and also all the people in the mental hospital and all kind of age group, you know, they are, you know, wherever they might be, you know, in the mental hospital. So also people then who's, you know, like struggling with, you know, addictions. So all of them, please think about them. So in Tibetan community, whenever there's tragedies, you know, tragedies, if someone loses somebody from their family in their community, when there's like tragedies, so as Tibetan communities, what we do, you know, we get together and we recite Mani Mantra, Mantra of Compassion, you know. So this is also called prayer wheel, because this insight, there's like millions of mantras, so just tuning that around, so that, you know, it's like somehow it creates positive energies, and, you know, it also benefits. So same outside the center, there's no number of prayer wheels, you know, each time when you turn, so it's hard to prove, but, you know, it's just that it generates positive energies, and somehow indirectly, somehow it benefits because the power of the intentions, the actions, they're driven by the power of intentions to benefit. So then whatever we do, you know, turning the prayer wheel, reciting mantra, going around the stupas, all of that, you know, because it's powered by the positive intentions. Intentions want to, you know, show that we care, we send our thought, we sympathize mentally, you know, so, and somehow it benefits, you know, all the people in the prayer list. So, then especially as a group, you know, whenever we say something, do some kind of practice as a group, so it's become more powerful, So that's our contributions toward all the people throughout the world. You know, whatever struggle they are going through, so then we, you know, send them our thought or our heart, you know, through Mani Mantra, okay? Mm-hmm.
So we'll say eight of those. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme
Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme
Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme
Hum. Om Tat Tat Tu
Tat Tat Tu Re So.
Om Tat Tat Tu Tat Tat Tu Re So.
Om Tare No Tare No Re So Ha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So
Ha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu
Re So Ha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you. So I think last Sunday I talked about meditations. So maybe again today, maybe you know. So sometimes every Sunday I lead meditations. Then I thought maybe some people are getting like kind of like they're tired. But nobody said they get tired, but I'm just assuming. So last Sunday so we did meditation, maybe today class in 11:55, so we still have some time. So want to introduce this 9 round busy meditations, okay. So mainly for if there's new people, first time you came to center. So then you didn't came here, because you have nothing to do. So probably you have zillions of things to do, paying bills, doing laundries, all kind of things. The weather's very nice. There's so many different places you can go. So you came here to hoping to learn something. So then because of that, I feel as responsible, make sure that not waste your time. So then because of that, and this is especially for here newcomer, so if you come here with the interest of learning about meditation, then please give more attention. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So meditation is called gom. In Tibetan is called gom. Gom means like making our mind familiar with something. That's gom. So then within the gom is meditation. There are number of different types of meditation that we can do. So the meditation that has been quite well known, and I think many years in Western world, is like more like concentration meditation. So that's quite well known. So then there's also all kinds of meditation. So most of them I don't know. There's all kinds of meditation we invented. In the West, that I'm not familiar, so I can only talk about from my knowledge point of view. So definition of meditation is making our mind familiar with something that we have not been familiar. Okay, so then through that process, with effort, so then hoping to change. Point to change attitude, change our attitude. Not necessarily to gain something, to change our attitude. That's important, that's important. Not to change our belief, not to change to becoming something, to believe that if you are not believing anything, meditation is not to, you know, to, the purpose of meditation is not to become believing something, you know. It's simply is to, through this process, to change our attitude, attitude towards, you know, yourself and towards all other living beings, so change attitude. So through that way, then we can bring, you know, we can bring loving kindness, compassion, you know. Then we become more caring, more kind, more gentle, more compassionate. That's the goal. That's what we need. So that will guarantee, you know, harmonious communities. So that's what we need, you know. Because more Buddhists doesn't guarantee, what do you think, Anila? More Buddhists, more temple, more tradition doesn't guarantee. But these are important, but doesn't guarantee, you know, more saying, more prayer. So changing attitude, that will guarantee, you know. So because we all think, whether we believe in something or not believe in something, we all think, we all feel. We all have feelings, regardless whether you are Buddhist or not Buddhist, believer or non-believer, we all have feelings, so we all get hurt sometimes in life. So we all get to be happy sometimes in our life, you know. So we all have feelings. So because of that, you know, so then all these qualities, you know, such as loving kindness, compassion, all of that is important to heal ourselves and to heal others, you know. So then nobody disagree when it comes down to loving kindness, compassion, nobody disagree. When it comes down to view, yeah, of course, Buddhists don't believe in Creator, Christians believe in Creator, that's what we know, discussions, you know. When it comes down on the loving kindness, compassion, you know, there's nobody disagree. Even the animals, they don't disagree, you know. Even the animal enjoys the kind of inner qualities. So, so Gom. So right now this is just for knowledge, okay? Just for knowledge. Oh? Gom. So then there's like Chegom. Chegom, that's analytical meditations. Analytical meditation. You read something, you heard about something, then you analyze. You know, before you accept, you analyze. So then, you know, that's called analytical meditation. So then review meditations. You know, review. You have some materials to review, you know. So, so that's very much based on the size of the material that you are reviewing. So while you are reviewing during that period of time, your mind is occupied with that materials. See, so then you can sit, you know, sit peacefully, you can sit long time, you know, till you finish your review, whatever you are reviewing. Oh. So there's many, many practice. People do memorize. You know, they don't need books. It's all here, you know. So they just think. Go through the material, they think, you know. Or some kind of material, they involve visualizing something incredible, you know. All the environment is, you know, it's like mandala. There's nothing wrong, you know. All the being in that environment is all something divine, holy. It's not like come with a mistake, fault, you know, like problems, not like you just visualize, no, just pure, tabaranjam, just pure, tabaranjam, just pure, you know. Being there in the environment is just pure. Every sound that you hear, something beautiful, you know, everything that moves into the environment, all like something, you know, like special, you know. So tabaranjam. So then, you know, you do that, that's called review meditation, so. Then Jogom, that's more like concentration meditation. Jogom, that's more, you know, thinking on one single object. So then the purpose of the meditation is to reduce disturbing thought. You know, disturbing thought. Gomdob nimochuma means the power of meditation to reduce disturbing thought. Because nobody wants to be disturbed, right? Nobody wants to be disturbed. So we make sure that we don't get disturbed. So So how they get disturbed? Because mainly because of disturbance. So you know, it sounds very hard, but we can't give up. If it is hard, if we don't try, it's never going to be easy. You know. So when you get angry, then you are disturbed. No, so there's no peace of mind. No, there's no peace of mind. So the Gomdo Nyimocho, the power of meditation to reduce disturbing thoughts. That's why we meditate. Not because we want to become something. This is more than tradition or culture. It's to protect ourselves. To protect ourselves. Gomdo Nyimocho. Tidob Shishidua. So reading about meditation, maybe reading about spiritual books, thinking about the first reading, thinking, then thinking deep, all of that, Tidob Shishidua. The power of that is to, Shishidua means, you know, becoming calm person, calm, peaceful person. The more you read, you become more calm and peaceful. Oh, Tidob Shishidua. So that's you know, not just you, including myself, we should all keep in our mind. Oh, so power of meditation is to reduce disturbing thoughts. Oh. So that's the last thing we need. When it's come down on yourself, you know, you don't need any, should not generate any disturbing thought. And it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy. No, when I say it sounds easy, but you know, somebody has to say it. So in this case, I'm here, I'm the one who's saying it. Doesn't mean it's easy, but it's hard. But with effort, it will change. With effort, it will change. It will change. With effort, you can learn how to drive. Yeah, I was traumatized when I'm learning how to drive. If I give up, I will never learn. All kind of mind arise, and the very nervous right in front of other person, especially when you go to driving test. So I fell probably 7, 8, 9 times. Fell. So when Gishisangpa passed first time, I don't believe him. You know, because it's hard to believe, so how come? I thought I'm more knowledgeable than him. I can read better. I can read better, you know. So he passed first time. So I fell like 7 times. So almost give up. Then finally, you know, so... number of times I just wake up with this booklet on my forehead. I just wake up. I have nightmare about that. So it's hard. Everything, you know, everything's like if you don't put effort, if you just give up, you're never going to be. You know. So it's kind of funny things. One funny thing. Then I kind of get so overwhelmed, like you know. I lived with learning permit for 6 years, but I'm the only person who has longest period of learning permit because I don't want to test. I don't want to take test again. I just keep renewing every year, 6 years. So then I thought, okay, there's one member, so now she lives in Chicago. So her husband works in the DMV, head of the DMV. I call her and say, please, would you mind ask your husband to give me license, you know, driver license? she said, Gisela, this is not India. So I've become desperate. I'm not passing my driving test. I went there 7, 5 times, like I'm not passing, so maybe I should call her. So anyway, so everything knows. If you put effort, if you don't give up, matter of time, eventually you will pass. No, you will pass. So that's my experience coming to this country, you know, learning how to drive, driving, all of that. So anyway, so we can't just give up because it's difficult, you know. It's not easy, it's difficult because it's talking about your attitude. So then without knowledge, without not knowing how to meditate, so then it's going to be like person without arm and trying to climb the mountains. There's a wish to climb the mountain, but there's no means to climb, because there's no limb. So see, tiba nere gumje. Meditator without knowledge is going to be like person without arm, have desire to climb, but you know, there's no means to climb. So therefore, knowledge, because you know, you do need to think. When you meditate, you do need to think. Oh, that's how you make progress. If you don't think, no, there's no way to make progress. No, meditation does not mean, oh, just sit there, think nothing. That's even harder, you know. So you need to think something positive. Something positive, that's the way to challenge disturbing thought. That's the only way to challenge disturbing thought, is to think something positive while you are meditating. Oh? That's the only way to challenge. So then slowly, this disturbing thought will get weaker and weaker. Then, you know, eventually you can root out all the disturbing thought from your mental continuum. Then you are free. You are free from disturbing thought. No matter what kind of circumstance you are in, you always have, deep down, you always have peace of mind, calm mind. Okay. So therefore, in the beginning, science and knowledge is quite important. So then last Sunday, I explained this nine round breathing meditation. So I like to reintroduce this meditation, nine round breathing meditation. So if you already heard this more than 1,000 times, please take nap. Probably some of you heard this 1,000 times. But meditation is something that, you know, we do not just one time, once a while. You know, that's not how you make progress. Meditation is something that you hear and you learn, then you do frequently. You know, you do frequently to develop this positive attitude. This is really, really important. This is really, really important. Otherwise, you may have heard about samsara, called samsara is kova. Samsara, that's our existence, called samsara. So in samsara, there's nothing is perfect. Nothing is perfect. Everything is coming to complication. Everything. Buying new sofa, new TV, all everything comes to complication. Everything comes to complications. No? So very, very important to understand the nature of samsara. Everything, all every existence. We all wish, everything should be perfect, but it's not perfect. Why? This is nothing, because you shouldn't blame yourself, because this is the nature of samsara. Everything comes with the complications, no? Complications. So it's very, very important to understand. So then once you understand the nature of samsara, automatically it reduces these unrealistic expectations that we have towards each other, no? Unrealistic expectations. We automatically reduce, no? So then, so we should not make our life more complicated, because it's already complicated. They should not make more complicated. So we have to be very gentle, very, you know, careful. So then loving kindness, compassion, these are all important tools that we need to deal with, you know, these complications that we face. Not just you, me, everybody. No, we face, you know, every day. So then when you think about nirvana, called parabha or liberation, there everything is perfect. There's nothing is imperfect. There's everything is perfect there. So how one get there? With effort. Through meditation, with effort. That's how you liberate, no? That's how you liberate. That's what's called liberation. That's how you liberate, no? So that is, in order to liberate ourselves, we need wisdom. No wisdom, no liberations. No, we all have desires. We all have desires from long time. We all have desires. So why we are not liberated? That's not good enough. You know, the desire, just simply having desire, that's not good enough. So we need wisdom. Wisdom is a byproduct of knowledge. No knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no freedom. That's why. So It's very, very important to understand, okay, the nature of this is like, this is like oceans, you know, oceans, sometimes like oceans, see. So then in that ocean there's like thought, and our action is like wave, it's like not just wave, wild wave. We are all carried out by this wave, up, down, side to side, we are all carried out, you know. So everybody has complications, so everybody has complications. If we can develop compassion just based on that complications, you know, first knowing that complication that you go through as a part of samsaric beings, so then you look around, you know, everybody, even though, you know, we all look good, we dress well, you know, we take shower, and we smell good, doesn't mean we are good, we have complications, so. So if that based on that, not based on culture, based on the belief, based on tradition, not just based on that, if you can develop compassion, so that is going to be universal compassion. Because you are focusing on the complication that person is going through. You are not focusing on what that person believes, or that person believes, same as I do, then I care, no? It's not like that. This is like this because of bias, you know, bias. So, So therefore, being hard, being harsh, being very critical on oneself is not good. So, to me, including myself, all my friends here, please, this is not good. It's not good. So that's why last Sunday I suggest them to visualize yourself in front of you, just visualize and look very closely. Yeah, you do make mistakes because, you know, nothing is perfect here, you know. And just look very closely and just look at the whole image, just look. Yeah, so just look, you know, and then just think. To being critical, being hard, being harsh, telling, oh, I'm not worth it, you know, my life has no meaning, you know, I don't like myself. That's not how you liberate. That's not how you free yourself from complication. That's the wrong direction. That's not good, you know. So, we all, not just you, we all have something to feel bad. Bad, I say. Feeling bad, something to feel bad, no? Make sense? Something to feel bad about. We all have. Don't think that I'm free. No, that's a mistake. I'm not free from that. We all have, as a human, you know? Our feelings get hurt. So, you know, we have to be happy if somebody says something nice. We are going to be enjoy if somebody's saying something nasty, and our feeling get hurt. How is that about telling yourself to yourself something very nice, nasty things? That's not nice too. You know, when we hear from someone else that hurt, that's not good. No, that's not good. So we don't need to think. We don't need to think with that feeling bad about. We all have something to feel bad about, but we don't need to think with that. We don't as I described this, you know, that feeling is like crumple aluminium, huh? Aluminum, yeah, aluminum. Okay, whatever it is, that's what you call. Tibetan call Hayam is, you know, aluminium. Much easier to pronounce, Hayam. I'm not sure for you, for me it's much easier to pronounce. Hayam is, you know, aluminium. Oh. So the feeling that we have, the something that we don't like, not to remember something, we all have. So that feeling is like, doesn't have to be like crumple up aluminium. Aluminium, yeah. But if that become like crumble of aluminium, then it will sink. It will sink, right? If you put in the water, it will sink. But it doesn't have to be sink, so you can flood them. Same weight, it will flow. You see, doesn't have to be sink. So that means person with knowledge, see, can do something. Something, you know, doesn't have to be crumpled, it can be flat. So then it will float, no? It will not sink. Oh. So, I explained it last time. Anyway, now coming back to the nine rounds, breathing meditation, I'm going round and round and round and round. So, this name of the meditation is called Lungro. Lungro Gutuk Self, no, Lungro. Lungro means lung, that's like energy. Hmm? That's like roll means wasted. No longer useful, no longer useful. Hmm? So this is good meditation to do before any meditations. It's good to do non-dual breathing meditations. Oh. Lung roll means lung energy. Roll means no longer useful, wasted. Oh. Because every thought comes with energy, believe or not. Every thought comes with energy. We cannot separate them. We cannot separate them. Separate them. It comes with the energy. Oh. So, if the thought becomes very uptight, if the thought, no matter what kind of thought, if the thought becomes inflexible, or uptight, very uptight with certain things, then that's how the energy comes with that thought. It's been wasted. It's wasted. No longer useful. Where did energy go? Then energy go to the channels. There are number of channels, they're located in our body, it goes through the channels. So then many, like the wasted energy that go through the channels, then it gets stuck in our channels. So then do cause physical discomfort, then contribute to mental discomfort. That's why it's important to learn how to get rid of them. No, push out of our, how to say, hear power, you say, systems, you know, throughout from our channels. Oh. See, one, the experiment, not really, you know, like, not very serious experiment, but, you know, so we sigh. What is that? When we sigh. What is that? Why? Because the body, even the body is trying to push. Even the body is trying to have it just, even the body is trying to push. See? To push. This all this stress. I think there's not much difference between wasted energy and stress. There's not much difference. Even the body is trying to push. See? That's why people sigh, I think. They sigh, you know? So, I never saw somebody sighing when they eat cheesecake. So when they are having good time, I don't see. Did you see people sighing when they have good time? I don't see. Only people sigh when they are having so much going in their life. Then they sigh when they talk. They sigh. Number of people from the some of my friends from center, you know. So when they come to drive me back and forth from the center, and they sigh, then I just pointed right there, oh, you are sighing. I didn't realize you are sighing. Yeah, because what is that? Then I pointed again, oh, you are sighing. Next time, you are sighing. Again. Slowly, it disappears. It disappears. So now the person no longer sighing. Anyway. So even the true meditations, exactly through these nine round breathing meditations, what we are trying to do, we are trying to push out this, you know, wasted energy, whatever you call, imbalanced energy, wasted energy, or stress, whatever you call, is trying to push that out of system, means out of, according to these nine round breathing meditation instructions, according to that instruction, it's like pushing out of the channels, okay, channel. The word called tsa, that doesn't make sense. Tsa means, it means, literally means nurse. If you literally translate, it's like nurse. What do you call nurse? Then that doesn't make sense. It's not nurse. It's more than this channel. It's more make more sense. Channel. It's like tsa. In Tibetan word tsa means, you know, when you literally translate, then, you know, when you look at the dictionary, English Tibetan dictionary, then they translate nurse. But that's not quite right, but no channel. So so what we do, please, you know, sit straight. Because every breathing meditation, need to sit straight. Why? Because if the physical body is straight, liutona satongs. If the physical body is straight, then the channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, so the energy will run through smoothly. That's all, no? It's more than instructions. So, but we don't have to do meditation. If we want to do, so why not do it well? So sit straight. So now I will say it again. No, then please share. No, if that meditation helping you, then please share. No, if the body is straight, then the channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, so the energy will run through smoothly. Oh, that's why. Okay. So sit straight. So then use this finger, left hand. This finger, left hand, left hand, and this finger. What do you call?
Ring finger.
Ring finger. So I'm not sure. Like they say, when the child was born, these two fingers is inside the nose. I'm not sure. When you come out of the mother's womb, then this two finger doesn't go into the nose and ear. No, see, this finger is considered clean finger. This finger is considered clean finger. That's why I'm not sure why you wear a ring here. So I'm not sure. No, I never wear a ring. I'm not sure. So this channel, they're related to this finger below here. This channel has something to do with our, you know, loving kindness, compassion, children, and certain offerings they will use this finger. This finger is considered as cleanest finger. Oh. So other finger, then they go here, and the other. So this finger doesn't go. This finger, my finger never went. Unless, so this finger, then other finger, you know, goes into nose, ear. So this finger, left hand, this finger. You block left nostril. Then long inhale, long all the way in, long inhale. So then block, please, same hand. Then again. Then again. This fast noun. Long roll gu. Tuk means, you know, set. Tuk means set. That's fast set. Gu means nine. That's nine breathing. Each set three. Nine breathing, you know. Long roll gu tuk. Cell means eliminate. So that's first round three. So now we'll do it again one more time. So we'll do the same, do it again. Left hand, we'll do two, okay? Make sure everybody understands. We are going to repeat this. Left hand, left nostril, inhale, long, slow. Again. Again. That's first round. Now second round, right hand. Right hand. and block right nostril. Same idea. Inhale. Long, slow, all the way in. The second round. So maybe we'll try again one more time. Same right hand. The second round, okay, second round. The second round, there's now six. Six in the breathing is already done. So now the third round, so not from the mouth, from the both nostrils. This nine round breathing meditation always begin with inhale, okay? Not from the mouth, from the nose. Long, slow inhale, then exhale three times. Maybe one more time, yeah. So this is called nine round breathing meditation. So make sure please nose is clean. Otherwise, precious jewel comes out. Before we do meditation, please make sure the nose is clean. Otherwise, precious jewel comes out. So then, you know, there's nine round breathing meditations according to six Naropa yoga. No, six Naropa yoga, that's a little bit different. Six Naropa yoga, there's nine round breathing meditation. That's a little bit different. So this is not associated with the six Naropa yoga. This is associated with the Lamrim teachings. So nine round breathing meditation. So you know, you do one time. So then you know, take break. Then do. Then after that, then you can you know, do like see. We do breathe 21,000 times a day. 21,000 times a day. Oh. I said I never counted. I just know from the books. So you are welcome to count. Oh. But I never counted. So there's a text, it says, it do breathe 21,000 times a day, but we don't breathe like this. Not like that, but we breathe. So when you sigh, it feels kind of relief. I think when we sigh, we breathe like not normally. We breathe something extra. So that's why feel relief. So then this, all the way, slow, long, slow, all the way in. Then, all the way up. Then again, all the way in. So then, the probably it will release. It will kind of push out all this, you know, wasted energy that's been stuck in our body. Okay. So then, with that nine round breathing meditations. So then, please share. You know, no need to say any prayers. No, just share. You know. So then, if you want to share with the 7-year-old boy, so then I will just say good luck. So based on my experience, I did try that. So then, probably they will tell you that you need to do nine round breathing meditation, not them. They are just having fun. Oh yeah. Yeah, so there's two. There's it. So then now I would like to, last Sunday I did not read, no, so from this text, okay? This text called 7-point thought transformations, or this post called composed by Jishi Chagawa, one of the Kadama masters, Jishi Chagawa, he composed this 7-point thought transformation. So that's how we transform. That's why this thought transformation is very critical. So see, like all kind of thought arise every single day, all kind of thought arise. So many of them is not useful. But you know, we think like, oh, there's nothing I can do. No, that's not true. There's something you can do. So, Tondanila Chavani, where we stop. So then I will read a couple of paragraphs from here. So then it's very close to finish now.
Relate whatever you can to meditation right now. This is all we did. Okay, then the next is the fourth point, presentation of a lifetime's practice in summary.
Oh, that's finished too. That's finished.
I'm sorry. Okay, present. Yeah, so that's...
Tondanila Chavani, there's like two activities at the beginning and the end. Two activities. That's in my book. Right after that. Tondanila Chavani.
Apply yourself to the five powers, the one after that.
Tondanila Chavani. Tongma means beginning. Tama means end. Chavani is just two activities. Tondanila Chavani. Tondanila Chavani. You see? I think there's many, many different, but maybe it's different commentary there. One is translated in English. Beginning intentions and the end dedications. Tondanila Chavani. That's okay, so I will translate it in my broken English. Tondanila. To means the beginning, Tama means the end. Based on these thought transformations, it's important, it's quite critical motivations in the beginning. Motivation, intentions, the power of intentions, power of motivations is very important. All kinds of intentions. No? Okay, the minute you wake up, they say, okay, oh, I'm going to make my life meaningful. Oh? Meaningful. So the minute you wake up, you think, first thing you are thinking is like, oh, I'm going to make this my life meaningful. Oh? This is, according to Buddhism, this is so precious. This is so precious. Tanjo Tenche Nyeka. Tanjo is called, this refers to this, the life that we have. Tanjo is called Tanjo. The eight freedom, then is going to, if you want to know details, then you can read, called Precious Human Life. Precious Human Life. It doesn't call junk human life. It's called precious human life. It doesn't call that, you know, it's like meaningless human life or no value, you know, or oh, you're just bad. No. It's called precious human life. So when you wake up, that's how Lamrim is the stages, how to help yourself. How to help yourself. The very beginning, need to think, this is something precious. This is something very precious, you know. It's not just junk, you know. Tanjor, tenche, meaningful, tenyeka, so difficult to find. Anyway, this is something special, So therefore, so this precious life, I'm going to make it more meaningful. So that kind of intention, the beginning, it's very, very important to develop positive intentions. Try to wake up with positive thought. Try to wake up with positive thought. So lucky that I'm alive. So see, somebody, it's quite interesting. Somebody, one of our members, sent me a short video. I look at the video. This is about hearing. all kind of age group, baby to all kind of people, their problems, they're having problems, able to hear, they couldn't hear. So for me, hearing is not nothing, you know, it's just nothing. I don't get any gratitude just knowing that I can hear. No, I don't get it. So those people is a very big deal. So you can see in their face when they hear, the tears, the cry, you know, like even the baby, like all of a sudden the baby gets so excited they can hear something for us. So like this whole energy, whole family energy is just to that person to hear, that's all. Just that person to hear. When the person hearing, everybody is so happy. They've got precious human life, not precious human life. Ability to hear, ability to see, ability to move around, ability to move, not blink, ability to read. These are all very special. It's very special. You will realize that when we lose, then you realize how precious that is. You lose, so the video helped me greatly, you know, to just reinforce or refresh the thinking. Oh, no, this is very, very special, you know, special, you know. So when you look at those people, but that's all they are thinking is just to hear, you know. Oh yeah. So precious human life, you know, that's what you think about. The minute you wake up, you think of precious human life. Okay, this precious human life, I'm going to make it more meaningful. So that kind of intention in the beginning. Tama, then you dedicate, you know, you dedicate. Oh? If you do something good, you know, you credit here, what is there, you credit, you give credit. So then, when you go to bed, you know, when you go to bed, then you look at your own video there you, day long video. Well, some of the actors in that video is not really, you know, acting quite good. So then what you do? You don't feel guilty. You regret. Regretting towards something negative is positive. Regretting towards something positive, that's negative. Then you regret. Just having a regret, it kind of like cleans. It cleans. Just having a regret. You just regret. I regret. Not I feel guilt, you know, I regret. No, guilt doesn't seem like have any positive. It's all negative. I regret. Yeah, I regret, you know. So then that's how day by day, you know, not right away, not like instant coffee, not like that, but slowly. Say like driving. Yeah, I have reached to just get their drive, you know, and just pass. But that's not going to happen. So the effort, you know, effort, little effort, then slowly, change, you know. Used to be a very angry person, thought about it, learn, study, think, slowly. Now you become more kind, more gentle, less angry, you know. It happened, you know, with effort, you know. See, with effort. Even like, it's kind of amazing how much effort they require to eat kale. I don't think that people just automatically like kale, so they require some effort. Even though it's good for your health, it also requires some effort. Of course, for me, it requires a lot of effort. So I was kind of like, inspired by somebody who says, oh, kale is just really good. It's really tasty. So I have t-shirts. So eat more kale. I have t-shirts, I have stickers, but I myself still struggling to eat kale. But it doesn't become automatic. It needs effort. Even going around the lake, it's a nice thing to do, but it requires effort. You know? When you go around, in the end, you feel good. That comes with effort. No effort. No, you can just sit there, visualize. Oh, I already went one now. Visualize. Sit there. Okay, I already went one round. But you know, you didn't win one round. That's what you think. You went one round, but you didn't win one round. So it's called effort. So that's why it's called familiarity. Gom, familiarity. Right now, I'm not used to think When I wake up, I'm not used to think, oh, I'm lucky because I'm alive. I can see, I can hear, I can, you know, think. I can begin all over again. This is new day. I begin all over again. No, this moment, that's very critical. This moment, no, past is past. It's past. It's called, that's why it's called past. It's past. No? Present moment, now this is very critical. So this is, I'm going to think something positive. I'm going to think something good. So there's a power of intentions. In the end, if you, you know, feel like that you did pretty well, then you dedicate. Whatever positive energy that's been created by that, you know, created by that effort, then you dedicate that for well-being of Ukhajaje, happiness for all living beings. All living beings. Oh? So see, you are thinking others' happiness, I'm thinking other happiness. If everybody in this room thinking others' happiness, that's wonderful, no? Not thinking what you are believing, are you Buddhist or not Buddhist, not thinking like that. Like, if everybody thinks about everybody's happiness, that's, you know, tumba dewa, you know, getting long is the cause, root cause of happiness. If everybody's, you know, getting long, that produces happiness. So that happiness has a ripple of impact on individual gain in the spiritual field. If the community doesn't get long, there's no harmonious. If there's no harmonious, nobody in that community will gain any spiritual understanding. Nobody. It will have negative impact on individual minds. So, then, you know, no matter what we do, nobody will gain any realizations. Huh? So that's why so critical, you know. Tumba dewa, tumba nandu, katup desu, practice. So it will have positive impact on individual practice. If the community gets long, that produces harmonious, that harmonious have positive impact on individual's practice. So, that's very critical. As a center, is also very critical. You know, as a family, also is very critical. So that's why this is called Tongda Nyula Chawani. Okay, let's finish that. Tongda Nyula Chawani. Tong, beginning, Ta. There's a short word. There's a, at the end, the dedication. No, that's why we dedicate. No, every time when the end of the class, we dedicate. That means investing that positive energy to for welfare of all living beings. So. That's, you know, powerful intentions. That's very, very powerful intentions, you know. Oh, dear. Then, So then the second line, Nibu Kangjung Seva Chas, you know, while you are doing this, like, while you are practicing this 7-point thought transformations, yeah, we, whether we are practicing that or not practicing that, we do face, you know, challenge in our life. Sometimes good, sometimes, you know, happy, laughing, or, you know, then sometimes, you know, crying, you know, those two circumstances, whether it's happy or not happy, no matter what kind of circumstance that we encounter, deep down, there's some awareness or knowledge, or protects your calm mind, peaceful mind. Even the surface is kind of rough, but the deep down is calm. understanding of the nature of samsara will greatly help. Understanding of nature of samsara will help greatly. Understanding of impermanent, why things change. So then, you know, all that, you know, different types of knowledge help how to deal with, you know, this too. These two things, you know, like something enjoyable, something, you know, then these two things that, you know, like Nibbo Kangju, Sevacha. Seva means patience. When you don't have nothing, the patience is important. When we have everything, then attitude is important. Attitude, you know? Patience. So we all talk about patience. When we need patience, then we don't have patience. We all talk about patience, so including myself too. We all talk about patience. When you need patience, then you don't have patience. Oh. So my brother's wife in Switzerland, she was Swiss. She was Swiss. And she is psychology. She's psychiatrist. No. Satisfy. How is it? Satisfy? Psychiatrist. I am certified Buddhist monk. So last time when I was in Switzerland, so we had big problems. Where is certified psychologist? No, it's not there. When you need, it's not there. Where is the certified monk? No, it's not there. See, we both, her and me, we both standing very firmly on our ground. Nobody sacrificed anything. Generally speaking, that's what you should do, you know. All this beautiful environment, eating together, talking, laughing, within second, minute, gone, all gone. It just become something you don't want to be there, even 1 second. It's like just, why? Because there's some disagreement, different thinking. So she's not waking up. Probably she has all sorts of reasons. I have all sorts of reasons. So I should probably think, you know. So I'm Buddhist monk, so I should act a little bit differently. But when I need compassion, patience, loving kindness, it's here, just here, it's not there, it's gone. So I'm that moment, I'm desperate. No? Totang, nimechi di chivesu, means totang, you know, your belly is full. Oh, well, that's very beautiful, nice. Then you appear as a great practitioner. Oh, Reno, then you appear as a wonderful practitioner, all calm, peaceful. When weather's kind of like cloudy, you are hungry, somebody says something, where's this appearance of practitioner is gone? Totang, nimechi di chivesu. So you appear as a great practitioner when everything is going well. When everything is going down, where the certified monk is gone, where the certified psychiatrist, you have to someone to help someone who has any mental problems, you have to help them. So there, my poor brother caught up between me and her wife, his wife, not know what to do. So not easy at all. Even as being a monk, almost since when I was 7. I went to monastery, it was not easy. Every day is no challenge, not easy. But it's different. But you know, it's not like instantly liberated, it's not like that. practice of patience is needed no matter what kind of circumstance. That's why Gishi, this is all commentary. That's why we check our set. Okay. Today, now only 1 minute left, so I'll just quickly read this. I want to finish this last section. Nibo Sodan Dela Sung Nibo. The advice has been given, so what the kind of advice has been given, what we should do if we face those two kind of circumstances. If everything is going well, what do? You just, you know, visualize. You know, just generate the wish that everybody enjoy the same thing. You know, taking hot shower here in this country means nothing. Anybody can take hot shower any moment, any time. Some part of the world, there's like a lot of work just to take hot shower. So, you know, I've been thinking, you know, that it's all about thinking. This is all about thinking, you know. Thinking good, thinking positive. That's the way to reduce disturbance thought. Thinking positive. If you think positive, not just when your belly is full, weather's nice, not like, you know, any kind of circumstance. You know, easy to say, but that, as I mentioned, it's not that easy to do. Thinking something positive. That's all matter. That's all matter. Rather than becoming Buddhist, Christian, doesn't matter. If everybody thinks for something positive, that's what matters. Huh? That is what is critical. That's what is important. So, that's what everybody get benefit. If some thinking something positive, you know, something positive. That's the way to benefit yourself. Thinking something positive about yourself. That's the way to benefit others. Thinking something positive about other people. You know, that's what is critical. Desperately needed. Desperately needed in order to survive. Survive with this complicated environment to survive. The positive thing is desperately needed, positive thinking. But not that easy, it's not that easy. So therefore people say prayer, people meditate, people go to class, people go to all kind of workshops, to help. So bottom line is to think something positive. Think something positive. When you see the bird in your backyard, think something positive. When you see the squirrel in your backyard, think something positive. It's not easy, You just bought brand new bird feeder. The squirrel is jumping on that, chewing. It's not easy to think positive. If you think positive, you get benefit. If you think negative, the squirrel is not going to stop chewing that bird feeder. Squirrel have no idea how much you pay. Squirrel has no idea. Squirrel is not doing that purposely because they're trying to get some food. So see, it's all everything comes with the complications. Even the bird feeder comes with the complications. So you hang there all of a sudden. So you do all kind of things, doesn't work, or you do all kind of things to protect that. So if you feed them, they will not bother. If you feed them, they will not bother because they are belly full, for they have no reason to after their chew. That's not their interest. Only thing they are chewing is because they are hungry. When their belly is full, so they also appear as a great practitioner too. Even the squirrel, when they are full, they also appear as a great practitioner too. They don't bother, they are full. Only thing. So see, very interesting. I used to chase squirrel. I used to chase. I thought that's the only method to protect this bird feeder from squirrel, to chase them. You chase them, the minute you walk in, they are already there. You chase them, they can run faster than you do. You get tired more faster than they to get tired. So then when you feed them, it's kind of interesting to watch. They eat, they all do all kinds of things, they eat. Then after that, they're full. And then you see some of them just playing, chasing each other, crawling. Did you ever saw the squirrel playing? Yeah. So they only play when they are full. They only play. Anyway, like that. Everything is not coming into complication. So these two practices, these two like advice they're giving, in this 7-point mindfulness text, no matter what kind of circumstance we face. So then, even though it costs my own life, I will not give up. I will not let those circumstances disturb my, through impatience, disturb my peace of mind. I'll protect that. Even though it's caused my own life, I'll protect that peace of mind. Something like that. So that's what I just want to finish. Even though it's caused your own life, I'll protect my peace of mind through patience. Through patience, I'll protect that. So this is the bottom line, okay? Simsung tushu mambo tushu matoba tushu mambo chichas. Shantideva said in the guide to Buddhist way of life, Simsung tushu, practice that practice that is designed to protect your mind. Practice that is designed to protect your mind. That's all you need. Tushu mambo chichas. Other than all kind of things, why so it's important? What is important is to protect our mind. The best way to protect is to think something positive. That's the best way to protect our mind, think something positive. The minute we think something negative, we are not protecting our mind at all. We are not protecting. See, so therefore people say prayer, because all these prayers is kind of guided, kind of guiding meditation. When you say, they all say, may all sentient beings have happiness, cause of happiness, that's what you're saying. Then slow, hoping that message in the prayer will sink into our heart, then we see all differently. We see as a human being, another human being, not as a Christian, white, black, Asian. We just see as a human being. No, we just see as a human being, or somebody who has feeling, no? And we see that, no? So from the fundamental point of view, so that's not good. Everybody see everybody like that, so then I think all is going to be better. Even though there's no religion, we will do fine. We will do fine. We don't need religions. If everybody thinks like that, we don't need religions. It probably is better not to have religion. You know, everybody thinks like that. You know why? So it's there to help. It's there to help to improve people's inner qualities, to build a better world. That's why it's for. You know, what that's what it's for. You know, if it becomes a tool to, you know, to divide these people, then you know. It's not good. Not necessary. No. So we can survive with loving kindness, compassion. We can survive fine. We don't need religion. We can survive with that. Very fine. No. Very fine. We having this all this negative mind, anger, discrimination, all this with that kind of mindset. No matter if it's just billions of religions, we are not going to be fine. Even if there's billions of religions, different religions, we are not going to be fine. Huh? Because why? People are all negative, thinking negative. Huh? So then, you know, doesn't make sense. Huh? So that's Shanti Deva says, Samsung Tushu Matoba Tushu Mambuchi Chas. What is needed is like the practice that protects our mind. That's what is needed. Other than that, all these so many different things is not necessary. Tushu Mambuchi Chas, you know, all these other, so many other things. It's not that necessary. What is necessary is to practice that helps you to protect your mind. It means protecting yourself with knowledge, no, not just blind faith, with deeper understanding of protecting yourself. So that practice will help or benefit. No, it becomes a protection for others too. It becomes protection for other people's happiness, other people's lives. So then that's good. No? So that's what I'm hoping, you know, since coming here last 15 or now almost 16 years, so then if even one person understands that from this center coming here, said so then is worth it. It's like it's all pay off. Existence of center is pay off. Even one person from this center last 16 years, if think like that, so then whole purpose is of having this center is fulfilled. Completely fulfilled, you know, even if it's one person. So that's why, you know, this center is here. So that's why I come here every Sunday, you know, so then mumble something, you know, so and hoping, I myself, you know, same as it, there's no different. I also need to think every day. I also need to think every day. Every day I need to refresh. Every day I need to think. If I need to say some prayer, if that helps, I will say prayers. Yeah, with that now, time is way over, so I'll stop here. Thank you for listening to this Mickey Mouse talk. Mickey Mouse show. Dedication.
So in the gold prayer book, if you turn to page 246, may all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid of belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sound. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome pears bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Donna, and I'm the Assistant Spiritual Programs Coordinator. And just thinking, you know, this weekend is, secularly, it's Memorial Day. It's the weekend when we remember those who have been of service to our country and our society. And in a way, I think every day at Kadampa Center is kind of a Memorial Day, because you can look around and anything that you see will remind you of people who have been of service here at the center. This very microphone, thank you, Chris, for being our media specialist. Our altar, I remember Patrick, who designed it, and all the people who did a lot of building on it. Our Tara statues, I remember Becca and Susan and Richard and Peter and all the people who donated to make it happen. I look at our weekly bulletin, and I remember people like Carol, who came in and did the setup this morning, Kim, Shanka, who helps organize the basic program, all the people who do the setup. And it's just a reminder that Kadampa Center, it's not an institution, it's not a place, it's not a building. It exists in dependence on all of us. And so we can continue to help Kadampa Center exist by supporting it either with our volunteering or with financial help. So if you wish to volunteer, you can just talk to me afterwards, and I can tell you some of the opportunities that are here. If you wanted to help us spiritually, we all do. Financially, there are envelopes right by the door, and there's a box right outside the door on the wall. Thank you. And thank you.
Yeah, also the floor, the floor that we walk on, they donated by a person. Now she's no longer here, she's gone, but now she hardly comes to center. So each time when I walk in, I remember, now it's just, now it's been like 4 years since she was gone, person who donated this floor, whole floor, everything. So probably need to know, say prayer. Okay, thank you. Have a nice weekend.